All right, so like you wanted the inside scoop right on how these streetwear brands went from like selling out of their car trunks to like running these like super sick pop-up shops. And we're talking about brands like Shush Club, P's and Q's, Deso Supply Co., even Canoe Club.
All the big names.
They all had to start somewhere, right?
For sure.
So today we're going deep into like how they actually pulled it off.
It's pretty wild. Like when you think about it, these brands, they started with like basically nothing, no resources, you know, and they had to get creative, like using their cars as like little mobile
Oh,
shop.
totally.
That was like the way to reach customers, you know, back then, build those early relationships and create that like real sense of community.
That's so key.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the OG, like grassroots marketing. It's
Facts.
like, think about Shush Club out in LA.
Yeah.
I was reading about how they'd like hit up these local events and festivals and they'd be
Oh.
selling straight out of their trunks.
Sounds
It was
cool.
all about that vibe.
Yeah.
You know, connecting with people who just got it. You know
Absolutely.
what I mean?
Yeah, it was about the personal touch too. It
Right.
wasn't just about like, here's some clothes, you know? It
Totally.
was about building a connection.
Yeah.
Think about P's and Q's over in Philly. They built this like super loyal
Oh,
following
yeah, they
by
did great.
creating this feeling of like, you're in the know, you know?
Exclusive.
Yeah, they were doing like limited pieces from pop-up booths,
Right.
making customers feel like they were part of something
Like a
special.
club almost.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all about like keeping it local,
Yeah.
keeping it real.
Keep it
But
real.
then how do they go from that to like,
Right.
you know, like actually scaling up
Yeah.
without losing that personal touch?
That's the question.
That's got to be like a super tough balance to strike.
Yeah, for sure. That's where this whole pop-up shop thing comes in.
Yeah.
It's like the next level up.
Yeah.
But you don't have to sacrifice the authenticity.
Oh, and
Like, think about Deso Supply Co.
okay.
They started out selling their gear like right at the
Oh,
trailheads,
wow.
like literally where their customers were
So smart.
at festivals, all that stuff. Then they took it to the next level with these like themed pop-up shops.
Okay.
And that's where they could really bring their whole vibe to life, you
So it's
know?
like instead of just selling the gear, they're selling the whole lifestyle.
Exactly. You're getting the full experience. Like,
Right.
think about Carrots by Anwar Carrots. They did the same thing, you know? They took the energy from their local events and made it bigger, these immersive pop-up experiences, but they still kept it accessible, you know, to their core fans.
I feel like it's like a mini event almost,
Yeah.
like a party,
Yeah.
but with a purpose.
It's all about the lifestyle, the culture, you know,
Right.
but there's like a certain code to it,
What do you mean?
like an etiquette,
Okay.
almost like a hustle etiquette.
Hustle etiquette. I like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So, what are like some of the key principles of this like hustle etiquette?
Well, authenticity, that's number one.
Okay.
Take Born X-Rays, for example, out of LA. They blew up, but they stayed true to their roots.
Right.
Their pop-ups always had that like neighborhood feel.
I feel like that's so important.
Super important.
Because it's like you can tell when a brand gets big and they like forget where they came from,
100%,
but
man.
it sounds like they really like stayed grounded,
They kept it real.
kept it real.
And it's not just about like pushing product. It's
Right.
about the experience. Look at Pleasures.
Okay.
They curated like a whole scene around their pop-ups.
Rhea.
DJ sets art installations.
Oh, wow.
It was all about like immersing people in their world.
So it's like an experience you want to go to, not
Exactly.
just like I'm going shopping.
Yeah, you're part of something bigger.
Yeah.
And then there's that personal touch, you
Right.
know, that face-to-face interaction.
It's so different.
It's something you can't get online. It's how you build that loyalty.
Totally.
People want to feel like they're part of a community.
Like they met the designer, you know,
Exactly.
got the limited edition tee.
Yeah.
It's like a story.
It's more than just clothes, man.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Speaking of experience,
Okay.
we got to talk about how these pop-up shops are actually
Oh,
designed.
yeah.
Because it's not just like, oh, let's throw up some racks and call it a day.
Right.
There's like an art to it.
An art to the pop-up.
It's a science, it's an art form. Yeah, it really is, like you said, an art
So,
form.
like, who's doing it right?
Who's killing it?
Yeah, like, who are the masters of the pop-up?
Oh man, there are so many good ones.
Give me some names.
Okay, like No Signal, for example.
Okay, yeah, no signal.
They've really nailed that whole like you're stepping into their world kind of thing.
Yeah, they're all about that, like, retro tech aesthetic, right?
Exactly. Like you walk into their pop-up and you're like, am I in Blade Runner right now?
It's wild.
It's like that vaporwave kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's not just about like, here are our clothes. It's about like, transporting you, you know.
Into the mind of the brand.
Exactly. Like you're getting a glimpse behind the curtain.
That's so cool.
And then you have Dime up in Montreal.
Okay, Dime. Yeah, I've heard of them.
They're doing some really interesting stuff.
Like what?
They collaborate with, like, local artists and creatives for their pop-ups.
Oh, that's smart.
So they're bringing in all these different perspectives.
So it's like they're tapping into the local scene, giving these artists a platform, and, like, bringing something fresh to their own brand, too.
It's a win-win.
Totally.
They're building community inside and outside the brand, you know, adding another layer of authenticity and expanding their reach at the same time.
That's a smart move.
Super smart.
Okay, so we've seen how these brands went from like
trunk
life to like full-on pop-up experiences.
Yeah, but like what about the brands that are killing it right now?
Oh, yeah.
The ones that are like taking these principles and turning them into gold.
The real innovators.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this brand, Hard Jewelry.
Hard Jewelry.
And they've built their whole thing on exclusivity.
Okay, I like that.
Limited edition drops pop-up events that feel like secret societies.
Oh, wow.
Like you have to be in the know to even find out about them.
That's hype.
It's next level hype.
So it's not just about the product itself. It's like the whole experience of getting your hands on it.
Exactly. You feel like you're part of something special.
Like a secret club.
Like a secret club. And the founder, Will Leach. He's like a master at building relationships.
Through these pop-up events.
Through those events, you know.
So it's still about that personal connection.
Oh.
Even when you're playing the exclusivity game.
You got to keep it real.
I like that. Okay, so who else is doing pop-ups in a really interesting way?
Okay, check out Canoe Club.
Canoe Club?
Out in Boulder.
Okay, doing something really cool.
Yeah.
They use their pop-up shops to tell the stories behind the brands they carry.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's like part retail, part education, part art exhibit.
So it's like you're not just buying a shirt. You're learning about the craft.
Exactly.
The inspiration, the whole journey.
Yeah, it's like they're adding another dimension to the shopping experience.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's about making it meaningful, you know, which is hard to do these days.
Because there's so many brands out there.
So many brands.
It's like, how do you stand out?
You got to offer something different.
It's inspiring to see how these brands took this hustle mentality and turned it into something so creative.
And engaging.
Yeah.
It's all about passion, community, and a whole lot of hard work.
Right.
It's not just clothes. It's a movement.
A movement.
Yeah.
So what does all this mean for us?
Right.
The shoppers, the fans.
The people who want to rock the streetwear.
Yeah. Like, what should we be thinking about? It's about, like you were saying before, you know, thinking about the brands you support. Like, what are they actually about?
Yeah. Are they just trying to, like, sell me something?
Right.
Or are they actually trying to, like, connect with me?
You know, make you feel like you're part of something.
Yeah. Like, I'm part of a community. I'm part of a movement.
Exactly. Because streetwear is about more than just clothes.
Oh, totally. It's like self-expression.
It's about belonging. It's about making a statement.
Like, I'm rocking this gear that, like, tells the world who I am.
Yeah.
What I stand for.
For sure.
And like, if you can find brands that are like building community and like doing things differently.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Support those brands.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So next time you're like scrolling through Instagram.
Right.
Or like checking out a pop-up shop.
Yeah.
Just like take a second to like think about the hustle.
Your
creativity, all the stuff that goes into like building these streetwear empires.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is.
Like these brands, they started with an idea and through hard work and like really understanding their people.
Yeah.
They created something special.
It's more than just clothes.
It's a culture.
It's a way of life.
A way to connect with people who get it.
Who get you.
Who get you.
And that's something worth supporting.
Definitely.
So keep exploring. Keep supporting the brands that like speak to you.
Yeah.
And like keep rocking that style that makes you you.
Keep it real.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive. Peace out.